Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
So many cult heroes in this country across the years. You had the old Energizer commercials with Jacko. He was a cult hero for a little while. He had his own song. He was in a couple of really terrible movies as well. Mm-hmm. You had the succulent Chinese meal guy a few years back who became a sensation. You had Just Waiting for a Mate. I reckon we can add another guy to the list. A guy by the name of Kai Hansen. Now, he's in Darwin. He lives on an island called Goat Island, but it's not famous for goats, evidently. It's basically, he's the king of his own little crocodile island, really.
Oh.
He runs his own little crocodile experiences and things on the island. But
maybe it used to have a population of goats and then the crocs ate them
found
all.
Out. Buffet, yeah. Thanks for coming. Well, it turns out at the moment, he's got an unwanted visitor on the island.
King Kai lives alongside his beloved Casey, who entertains visitors on the banks of the Adelaide River. But a rogue croc named Fred has moved in and upset the pecking order.
Yeah, okay. Casey's his crocodile, who has its own territory. It comes up to its own little spot of everything, and this rogue crocodile named Fred has turned up and upset the whole balance of things. And he's got this whole place worked out, though, this king of this island. I was watching a bit of the video as well. His dog was chasing away Casey the crocodile, and the crocodile was running away and scuttling in the water. Like, it was scared of this tiny little dog he was barking after it.
Really?
Amazing.
Like a little terrier or something.
Yeah. But it's really upsetting the flow of things with Fred, this rogue crocodile. But being Australia, this is where he becomes a cult hero. How do you get rid of a crocodile that shouldn't be there? You know, like maybe some rednecks in the US of A will get the gun. Don't do that. It's not what you're supposed to do.
No.
Get a broom maybe and shoo it away. No. This guy picks up something else, a fry pan.
I just grabbed a frying pan and gave an almighty smack on the nose.
He just kept smacking Fred on the nose and eventually Fred just took off.
Jeez.
And this guy, is like, once I saw that, I'm like, this guy looks like a bit of a character. And then we just delve even further into his character.
I want to know more about Kai and why he lives on this island by himself with his best friend being a crocodile.
Could be a Netflix series. I'm thinking of Tiger King almost, something
Croc King.
Along that sort of vein. Mm. But it's not the first time he's used a frying pan, though, to get a crocodile to do what he wants. Apparently, he's been using it on Casey over the years.
Gave her a smack a couple of times 15 years ago. So she knows what a frying pan is. And I don't have a gun. Well, I'm lying when I say I don't have a gun. But it's not very effective.
As at that point, he pulls out a toy pistol that has like a flag that says bang, like the Joker.
All right.
Into perspective for
you. Yeah, okay.
This guy is just an absolute gem of Australia. I reckon he could be destined for some big things. The crocodile, Fred, is getting rounded up and getting taken away off the premises to make things back to normal for Kai and Casey and his whole team there on the island.
The whole family.
This guy, he's going to be a cult hero, I reckon, one day. Like, you know, we've got Crocodile Dundee, we've got Mick Dundee, you know, with his knife and everything. This guy with his fry pan, I just imagine if the two ever faced off, you know, he's got the fry pan, old mate's got the knife, it'd probably sound like this.
That's a knife.
Fry pan wins every time.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday we were talking about this smell that is emanating from our office. You know, the phrase goes, you smelt it, you dealt it.
Yeah.
In this instance, the whole office has dealt something and we can't get to the bottom of it. We think it might be a deceased rodent of some kind.
Yeah.
Maybe in the air conditioning vents. Not 100% sure.
Tried lighting candles. We've tried a seance. We've tried communicating with it from beyond wherever.
No, those candles were scented candles mainly to combat the horrid stench of whatever it is that is haunting this building. Hopefully we figure it out soon, but this is something that often happens.
It does.
Especially when you come back from a holiday. Like if you come back from a holiday and all of a sudden you're like, What is that smell?
Yeah.
The septic tank has leaked. Or something like that, you know, like something horrid.
Yeah, we had an absolute shocker many years ago. So we don't know if this is a dead rat. That's what we're suspecting it is. But I actually had a dead rat many years ago. We were like, what is that smell? We're in the kitchen, opening up the drawers underneath the sink, and a rat had died halfway through the wall. Its legs and its tail were hanging. It got stuck, like Winnie the Pooh, and then just died. And that's what the smell was.
Just gave up.
Horrible smell.
Didn't they have any rat friends to push it through? Like,
nah, they were trying to push it back to try and get the food. They probably had the food and they pushed the food through the hole and they're pushing it back on. It's ours now. On your own.
Poor rat.
Yeah.
But 1-300-92-1250. What did the bad smell turn out to be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be something.
You came into your house or work and you're like,
boom.
What is that? And what did it turn out to be when you got to the bottom of it? We got Chris from Brogo on the line. Morning, Chris. What did the bad smell turn out to be?
My boss, many years ago, he was not a nice person. We some strange reason, got invited to his wedding, so we decided to get some prawn heads from the dinner tables and snuck out to his car and just poked them all down inside his air vent in the air conditioning unit. And for the next several months, he just couldn't work out where his rank stench was coming from, and we were just wetting ourselves every time he'd come in. And
how long did this go on for? Did he eventually let him know, or...?
No, not at all. I don't know whether he ended up getting it. He might have got it, sent in and got looked at, and he might have tweaked as to who did it because he knew he didn't like it.
Oh, my God. It reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld in the car where eventually he just dumps it to some homeless guy. Here's the keys, mate. It's all yours.
I'm convinced he still knows, 20 years later, that it was me. never mentioned it. It's the gag that keeps on giving.
Oh,
it's like he's on his honeymoon, bride and groom, looking at each other like, is that you? Yeah. Oh, God, who have I married?
They just keep showering and it's not working.
Yeah. The big question is it around this area? Could he possibly be listening and going, hang on a sec, now it all makes sense?
No. I've been silently stalking him over the years, making sure I'm nowhere near him.
He's raising a different postcode.
Yeah. Fair enough. Oh. Thanks for that, Chris.
Thanks, Alice.
See you, mate.
I think this is something parents might have the answer to, when the lunch gets left in the school bags for a long time.
Yeah, that often
dirty
happens.
Dirty socks or something in the bedroom hiding in the corner.
But, that situation could be a stench that was in your car.
I was telling you about the rat before, but we had an absolute shocker many years ago. I lived on a farm just out of Bega. There was a dead smell. I'm like, I was the one in charge of coming up with what it was. I'm like, it's coming from underneath the veranda. I'm like, it smells really bad. I go in there, have a look under there. There's a dead rabbit underneath the veranda. I had to get the shovel and drag it out. Yeah, it was absolutely horrible.
Why did you do that to me? I was already traumatized by Watership Down.
I won't tell you the rest of it.
Don't talk about
bad.
Dead rabbits. It's triggering.
It was bad. It wasn't good.
A lot of people told us about the bad smells, though, that they've discovered via our Facebook page.
Yeah, some of these are pretty out there as well. Ray says, a sheep liver and yabbies in an ice cream container of water on the back veranda in summer. The stench is that bad. You needed not just Kenny Smythe, but the Ghostbusters and maybe an Exorcist too.
Why was that out there?
I don't
know. Was that
know.
Bait or something? Was he fishing? I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe, but Jenna says her son had his fishing bag with bait in it and fishing rod, put it in the bedroom wardrobe.
Oh.
It stunk out the entire top floor of the house and they couldn't work out the smell for 3 days because it was so bad in each room.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school that we actually had like marine studies, and so for one of the semesters they had like fishing, and I had the bait in my bag, and at one class the teacher's like, where is that smell coming from? And I didn't want to fess up to it was my bag.
Oh, no.
So I just played it quiet the whole class.
I'll never forget one day I had something similar when I was on the school bus when I just started at Bega High School in 1999. I'd trodden in dog poo. And then everyone's on the bus going, all right, who trod in dog poo? And everyone's looking through everyone. I'm like, oh, no, I think it's me. And then everyone stopped, looked at me. I was a new kid, and I looked at the shoe, and it was me. It was so embarrassing after that.
You didn't have to worry about the other kids christening your new shoes. You did it yourself.
Exactly right.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You woke up this morning, and you're like, oh, my neck.
Owie.
Oh, my back. Oh, my lowest back or whatever.
My lowest back.
the lowest part of my anatomy.
My T7. Oh.
It could be because you're sleeping the wrong way. There's a guy who has a TikTok account by the name of James Lionheart. He owns this company called Levitex. And over in the UK, they make mattresses and pillows. They're all about sleeping comfortably. Mm. And James put up this one video, which has racked up 28.4 million views on TikTok.
Wow.
And it's all about one certain sleeping position, which James says is completely wrong. And if you sleep this way, you need to stop doing it.
The fetal position?
It is not the fetal position, no. That's usually the position I sleep in after I get the bills. And
after I watch a Dragons game. Usually that's how I sleep.
How do you sleep normally, though? Back, side, front?
On my back. And I get trouble because I snore because I'm on my back.
Yeah, it does
relaxed.
Make you more prone to snoring. I'm a bit of a side sleeper. But according to James in this video, if you're a front sleeper, you're doing it wrong.
When you lie on a front like this, these muscles have to extend for prolonged periods of time to maintain this position. Muscles don't like to be tense for long periods of time. None of you have ever watched TV like this. So why would you spend hours upon hours twisting your neck?
Yeah, so it's hard to see in the video because it's a video, obviously, and this is radio, but he's got someone lying on a mattress.
Face down.
And it's the muscles at the back of your thighs and your buttocks as well. They're extended if you're lying on your back all the time. So he says that's bad for that area, that region of your body. And then, yeah, your neck, obviously, because you have to twist it to sleep on your front on the pillow. And it's like if you keep it in that position for hours, yeah, you're going to end up with a terrible neck.
So you're going to get all jacked up because you get quite a workout. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I see you're going to come out looking like a rugby league player. That's with no neck or something. But look, there are some benefits to sleeping on your stomach, like reducing snoring.
Okay.
But a lot of sleep experts say, look, the drawbacks include misaligning your spine. You can experience back, neck or shoulder pain. And if that's not enough to turn you off, you can end up with more facial wrinkles.
Oh, I've got enough of those.
Like Clint Eastwood. Slept on his front his whole life. Dude's only 40.
I know, he's had a hard one, hasn't he?
But yeah, because your face is being mashed into the pillow, it wrinkles your face. And I've actually got, because I used to sleep on my front a lot.
Yeah.
And I've actually got this wrinkle on my forehead.
Oh, the forehead
is
wrinkle.
Because the skin kept getting pushed by my pillow when I'd sleep on my front. I never realized it was happening.
Yeah, I got all these wrinkles around my eyes from squinting from having bad vision. No sleeping ones yet.
If you got a bit of a kink in the neck, it could be due to the fact that you're a front sleeper. The reason I stopped sleeping on my front is to avoid getting a kink in something else after I had dreams about Charlize Theron. So I was like, I put a stop to that.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.